on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Kent's train operators have told KMFM they're going to try and keep disruption to a minimum despite major engineering work over Easter. Trains won't be stopping at Charing Cross, Waterloo East and Cannon Street for 4 days from tomorrow as London Bridge Station is rebuilt. We've been getting the latest from Network Rail and South Eastern.
My name is Chris Denham and I'm a spokesman for Network Rail. The major work we've got going on this weekend is split between two locations. Number one is around London Bridge. Regular travellers through London Bridge will know we're completely rebuilding the station and the railway all around it. So there'll be no trains to or from Cannon Street, Waterloo East or Charing Cross. And there'll be limited services to London Bridge itself from Kent. The second major package of work is around the Medway town, stretching from Longfield all the way through to Sittingbourne, where we are in the process of gradually replacing 1950s signalling equipment with brand new kit.
Hi, I'm Alison Nolan. I'm Head of Customer Services for Southeastern. We will have an amended timetable and no one day is the same. So certainly we will be running services. There'll be services into St Pancras and Victoria and Blackfriars. But if you were hoping to go into one of those other London terminals, such as Cannon Street or Charing Cross, you may be affected. But what we have been able to do is arrange for tickets to be accepted on other routes on the London Underground. Passengers can also travel on the overground between New Cross and Canada Water, for example, or the DLR between Lewisham and Greenwich. So there are alternative routes and there will be replacement buses in place as well. So we're doing our best. We've been working really closely with Network Rail to make sure that we're prepared and that we're offering customers an alternative way of actually being able to make their journey.
Details are at kentonline.co.uk. One of Britain's big six energy firms, E.ON, has been fined nearly £8 million for overcharging its customers. Industry regulator Ofgem says it's linked to exit fees that should never have been billed. The fine's going to be donated to Citizens Advice. A man's been jailed after acting inappropriately in a children's play area in Strood whilst high on drugs. Josh Ridden stripped off and started dancing in front of cars near Lamberham Wreck last September after taking LSD. The 24-year-old from London Road in Tenham has been locked up for 9 months.
Election 2015, the update.
Leaders of seven political parties are making final preparations for their head-to-head TV debate tonight. It's seen as an opportunity for the likes of the Greens, the SNP and Plaid Cymru to get their message across to a wider audience. The Conservatives, the Lib Dems and UKIP are there too. Here's Labour's leader, Ed Miliband.
For me, the importance of events like this is the chance to talk directly to you. And we've got the TV debate tonight. And what I value about that opportunity is to talk directly to the British people.
Friends and teachers of a 12-year-old boy who was seriously injured after being knocked down in Ashford say they're praying for his recovery. The John Wallace Academy pupil was flown to a hospital in London after being hit by a car in Kingsnorth last Friday afternoon. He suffered head injuries and is said to be in a serious but stable condition. It's being claimed a new centre being set up in Calais will help hundreds of migrants return home rather than cross the channel to Kent. €3.7 million is being used to set up the camp to provide medical treatment and meals to people who've travelled to the French port. MEP Richard Ashworth says it'll help in the short term, but a long-term solution is still needed.
It's obvious to see that you cannot allow a humanitarian disaster like that, not least because of the reasons of public sanitation. Something has to be done about it, and it will help there.
And Nicole Scherzinger will perform at this month's Olivier Awards. She's nominated for Best Supporting Actress in a musical for her role in Cats, whilst Gravesend actress Gemma Arterton is also up for an award. The ceremony takes place on Sunday the 12th.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent's James Treadwell's travelling to the Caribbean after being called up to the England Test side. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kerry.
Well, the bowler's most recently been involved with the one-day team during a disappointing World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. He's told KMFM he's looking forward to taking on the West Indies.
Firstly, a great opportunity, really, to be involved with the England team. It's always a pleasure, but to get the opportunity to go to that part of the world, lovely part of the world, and play some good cricket is always an honour.
England have two warm-up games before the first test in Antigua from the 13th. Meantime, head coach Peter Moore insists Kevin Peterson is not on the radar for a test recall. As things stand, the batsman is unavailable for selection after he was sacked last year, but he's trying to prove his worth with Surrey. And in tennis, Andy Murray had to come from a set down to reach the semi-finals of the Miami Open tennis last night. The British number one beat Austrian Dominic Thiem 3-6, 6-4, 6-1. Murray will face Thomas Burdick in the last four.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.